Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We saw his star at his rising and have come to do him homage. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. Since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" The Herod called Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, and I too may go and do him homage." After the audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that had been at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for the country by another way. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Today, the newborn child first visited by the shepherd and then by these three magi. They are not professional Jews. They do not go to the temple. They are not part of the family. But they are the ones who are called to visit Jesus. They got the grace. Especially these magi. They come from the east. A certain sense representing us from Asia. We are fortunate that we are all called by the Lord. We are all called to be one member, one body of the church today. Thank the Lord that we are all called to follow him. There will be no distinction whether you are Jews or Chinese or British, anything. In the Lord's eye, each one of us are his children. We are brothers and sisters. So let us ask the Lord, give us this openness, this readiness to fulfill the will of God for each one of us. Especially these days, pray for those who are sick and of people died from this epidemic situation. We need peace. Jesus Christ, the only peace. We pray that, first of all, we be the first one to live up according that Christ is living. Let us pray for one another, that we can be a true disciple of Jesus, not through our words, but through our deeds. Let us give thanks to those people helping our parish, that we are all one family, that we are all sharing the grace of God amidst situation not easy to meet. Let us pray for one another, that we are always faithful to the Lord, faithful to follow His way of love, to love unconditionally, and always the first, being the first one to love.